This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is John Chuck Richeau coming to you live on this Tuesday evening after a disappointing Hawks loss last night. Some sketchy officiating in that game. Trey Young obviously ejected last night in there. So we go out to the waitfor.com hotline. Let's talk all things NBA, including the Hawks, with our buddy. Good to have him back in the fold here. Kurt Heelan, he is the lead NBA writer, managing editor at NBCSports.com. You can check out all of his great work on Twitter at Basketball Talk. And Kurt, as always, buddy, thanks for jumping on with me here. Good to talk with you again as we embark on a new NBA season.
Yeah, thanks for having me back on. It's fun to talk to you, and you know, I'm in a better mood than probably Trae Young was at the end of the game last night.
So. Yeah, you know, I guess officials, you know, they're prone to having bad nights and stuff like that, but you know, it's just the idea of the superstar on the court that it feels like when you have a guy at that level, that it should be something egregious. And maybe that's just hyperbole, you know, on my part, but it feels like when you have a guy at that level of stardom, that unless it's something egregious, you have to kind of not find a way to toss him out of a game like that.
I would agree, and I would say this. It's not just been Trey this year. We've seen, you know, bad text to Giannis and some other people where it's just like, in this case last night, it's like, he complained, he turned away, he clapped his hands. You've got to, I don't know, the referees, the respect for the game thing has gotten really, they've been really sensitive about it. I'm not sure what the appropriate word is there, but they've been really touchy on this stuff. It seems like the technicals have come really quick in recent weeks for big stars, and it's kind of crazy because it's just not consistently enforced. First off, I don't think Trey did anything to get ejected, but it's like, watch Draymond for a game. You know, watch Luka for a game. And then Trey gets out tossed for that. It's just, you know, again, like you said, they're human beings. Lord knows I wouldn't want to be an NBA referee. Like, it's a pretty thankless job. But part of that job, man, is not taking that stuff personally. It's just, there's times guys should be ejected, but that was not even close to one.
Well, Kurt, if we look at the bigger picture for the Hawks, I mean, they are the third best scoring team in the NBA. But they also give up the third most points. And literally their point differential per night is, I think it's about 0.3 or something like that. It's 122 a night that they score, 122, you know, a game that they give up. You know, I know Jalen Johnson is out. That's been a big blow defensively for them. But why does this team continue to be so bad defensively when you can't use the coaching excuse anymore? They had spring and summer and training camp and everything else to acclimate with Quinn Snyder.
No, and the problem is that the defense has probably been a little worse over the last couple of weeks, and then when the offense slumps a little, you don't have that foundation to fall back on, right? Like, you need the offense to be elite just to get the wins. I think it somewhat comes down to personnel, and I think that this is something that they've got to look at going forward. Obviously, Judson being out is part of it, but yeah, Quinn Snyder had a really great defense in Utah. He also had Rudy Gobert at his peak, you know. Well, he's playing pretty well this year, but like Rudy Gobert at his peak in the paint, there's something to be said for like, you either got to have really good perimeter defenders or you've got to have some protection back there or some combination of it. And I'm not sure, especially considering Trey's been better on defense, but he's never going to be elite. Like, you need somebody back there, and they just that rim protection is not there. And maybe not having John Collins with the pluses and minuses of that is you know, he was athletic. He got in the way of things. I still think that they're needing to find that kind of rim protection because that's the type of defense Quinn Snyder built in Utah. It worked really well because they had this elite defender on the back end.
Well, Kurt, I know specifically I talk with you about this, and I've talked about this with every Hawks local reporter. The fact that they were going to run this thing back. Like, they were not going to make – I mean, again – I will say they traded John Collins to get under the luxury tax all that. I mean, that's why they did that move. But they had opportunities, whether it was move Capella or this or that, and they decided to run this thing back. How much? And I agree with you that this personnel is not built to be a good defensive unit. How much does that go on the front office or whether it's Landry Fields or Tony Ressler or whoever, but they decided to run back this group of guys. And the results have stunk. I mean, I'll say it. I mean, they're a quarter of the way through the season, and they're one of the more disappointing teams in the Eastern Conference, if not in the NBA right now.
Yeah, I thought that they would be a top six team and certainly top eight, and it's not been that way so far. I think, I think that you need to make this work at the NBA level. Frankly, talking about the Falcons, we could be talking about the Braves, whatever. You have to have a manager and front office that are on the same page, right? This is the type of system we're going to run. This is what we're going to do. Let's get players that fit this system. And I just don't feel that at all with Utah. I mean, with Atlanta right now. There's just kind of a disconnect between what they would kind of like to do and what it would look like and what's actually coming out, what it looks like on the field. And by the way, I don't really blame them for getting rid of John Collins. Like, I like John Collins. He's not worth going into the tax for, right? Like, you're not in a position to be paying the tax. Like, I don't think that that was a bad trade, but they've got to find a way to strengthen the back line and then from there, you can try to make the Murray and Young thing work. But if you're not getting some stops, it's rough.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Kurt Heelan joining me here on the WaitFor.com hotline, lead NBA writer for NBCSports.com. So Pascal Siakam's name is back in the news, and there's links again to the rumors of, you know, a trade or a possible trade, and the Hawks are involved in all this kind of stuff. You know, again, I know he's a really good player, but, you know, again, you're going to look at going into luxury tax and everything else if you make that kind of move. I mean, is Siakam enough that the way that this team is right now and they're kind of stuck in the mud, do you try to make a deal for a Siakam and infuse some energy, infuse some offensive and defensive presence? I mean, is that a move that makes sense here at this point of the season?
It could, because he is the kind of long athletic wing this team has lacked for a while. And you know, Johnson's been sort of filling that role when healthy. But, like, the problem here is it becomes financial, and that's the challenge here. Pascal Siakam, I think a lot of Americans, because he's playing in Canada and they don't show the Canadian games here much because they don't count towards the all those televisions that are on in Canada don't count towards the American broadcast numbers. He's really good. I mean, he's a top. I believe he was All NBA last year, one of the last two seasons. He's a top. He's one of those guys who probably lives in the 12 to 17, 18 best players in the league range. Like, he is very good on both ends. He is long. He's athletic. They don't seem to be taking great advantage of him, and he seems frustrated, as does Ananobi in Toronto. I think Quinn Snyder could put him to great use, but you are going to have to make a huge financial commitment if you trade for him and he's a free agent next year. And you better have a very clear idea of what you want to bring. He, like I said, he is a two-way player, but you're now committing yourself to a lot of money and whatever direction you're going to choose. And it's got to be part of a package of moves that take this team where they want to go.
Kurt, let's bounce around the league a little bit. It's hard to believe that in a 22-game season, the Spurs have found a way to lose 17 in a row.
Yes.
But, you know, that aside, how would you analyze what Wemby has done so far in this first quarter of the season?
I think he's been good. I mean, he had 21 and 20 the other night. He's averaging, I want to say, 19 and 12 off the top of my head, mm-hmm. Something like that. Blocking shots. He's really it's such a contrast with how they're using Chet Holmgren in Oklahoma City, where they're like, hey, Chet, here's the role you have to fill. We're giving you a box. We've already got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. We already got Jalen Williams. We've already got a structure. We just need a pick-and-pop guy who can set picks and pop out, roll occasionally, defend on the, you know, block some shots and be a defensive presence in the paint. And Chet's like, oh, okay. I, you know, spent a year in the NBA. I know what I'm looking for. I'm going, you know, to do exactly that. And Wemby's like, hey, man, this time down we're going to post you up. And then the next time I want you to bring the ball up. And then we're going to have you face up. But he's just, they're telling him to go figure out what he does and can't do and explore the studio space a little bit. And he's done well with that, but it's not a good team on a good day. There's not a lot of talent there. And letting him explore like that, especially with the Jeremy Sohan experiment at the point, has been hard to watch, man. It's just not a good team. Now, he's going to be great, but I think, even in the last few weeks, you've started to see them get a little more serious about balancing this out. He's not playing next to Zach Collins anymore, right? Like, they're like, hey, maybe the two bigs thing isn't working. Maybe he's not a four. Maybe we play Wemby at the five and separate them a little. And they're starting to do some stuff like that, that they've looked a little better, but they were already going to lose a lot of games. I'm kind of rambling now, but he's been good. Like, he has been everything they could ask. It's just, I'm not sure what they've asked of him other than, hey, figure out who you are in this league.
So the buzzword we've heard for the last several days is tweak, and that's in relation to the in-season tournament. That's become the new buzzword. You know, I thought as the tournament went along, some of the games got better, but What do you think the perception of the play-in game was with fans and with the league itself? I mean, again, we just said tweak, and I don't know how you necessarily tweak it, but what do you think the perception was of the in-season tournament?
Generally pretty good, and I'm curious to – I mean, I'd be curious to know what you think. Like, let's say that – I will say this. Look, I'm a basketball junkie before I got this job. Inside the NBA, inside the people who watch a lot, you know, the NBA hardcore fans, it was a hit.
Right.
But that's not the people you need to win over, right? Like, you're trying to get some eyeballs away from, you know, Army-Navy on a Saturday or whatever, right? Like, you're trying to bring in a little attention during the middle of the NFL season and the peak of college football. And I think it did a little of that. The numbers were better. The numbers for that game on Saturday, the championship game between the Pacers and Lakers, were first round playoff level. I think they did well with it. But, you know, A, there'll be tweaks, and B, I think the question is, like, hey, it looked really good, the numbers and the eyes you were able to draw when you had LeBron James and the insane brand power of the Lakers
right.
driving that, right? What happens if that was Indiana and Minnesota, you know? Like,
right.
And Minnesota's been playing great, but I'm not sure that LeBron James was a huge assist in making it work this year, but I'm not, you know, they've got work to do to make sure it works in future years.
Last question for you, Kurt. There was a great article in NOLA.com here recently, and I'm going to talk about this a little bit later on in a segment that I do called What's Bugging Chuckery, because they really kind of put some things out there about Zion Williamson and just his conditioning and some of these different things. And I know we had the big bounce back game last night, but, you know, I know a lot of fans here in Atlanta have said, well, let's get Zion and all that. But I've seen guys eat themselves out of the league. I mean, look, I'm a Cleveland Cavaliers fan. I saw Keith Lee and Mel Turpin eat themselves out of the NBA. I've seen guys do that up close. I just really have some concern. Is he a dynamic player? Absolutely. But he's already missed four games, you know, this year. Those are going to be concerns about moving forward through his career that I just don't know that – the risk is worth the reward at the end of the day for it all.
I would be really cautious bringing him in right now. And sort of for the reason you're talking about. He's been talking to scouts, talking to people around the league, and I think just for us as casual fans, the eye test, he's not as explosive, right? And maybe maybe at some point that becomes about more than just the weight and the diet. Like, he is just not. The second jump and some of this stuff isn't as fast as it was. He's still putting up 36 last night, right? Like, he can still blow by LeBron and make him look standing still in moments, but he's not able to do that consistently. And if we're this deep, if we're this deep into the career, and he hasn't shown the serious commitment to health and conditioning yet, what makes you think it's coming?
Right.
Right.
Like, right.
Whatever you, it was such a contrast with LeBron, who is not only still playing at 39 and puts all this energy into his body, but if you talk to him about it, dude had a stretching routine every morning and every night in high school, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, just like you and I did. Like, he was very focused on his body from day one. He thought about this. He has wrung everything out of his body he can get, and it was such a contrast in that game with Zion, and so capable of getting those highs, but if he's not fully committed to his health and his conditioning and doing all that physically, it's not going to last.
Well, I will say, Kurt, the only thing I'm good at stretching is my mouth and my stomach, so outside of that, I don't have much of a routine. Kurt Helin's lead NBA writer and managing editor at NBCSports.com. He joined me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Check out all of his great work on Twitter, at Basketball Talk. Kurt, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes on the show. We will certainly chat again here soon as we move along through the season.
I look forward to it.
You got it. John Chuckery, we'll be back. Sports Radio 910 The Game and the Odyssey.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.